Love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Mountain Hostage by Hope White, performed by CCD. 1. Zoe Pratt lost her footing on the icy trail and gasped. Stabbing her hiking stick into the snow for balance, she peered over the steep drop below into the vast white blur of nothingness. A shudder ran down her spine. Maybe a winter hike hadn't been the best idea.
Shannon, slow down,
Zoe called, recentering herself to keep up with her friend.
I can't, Shannon said. Wait till you see the view from Prairie's Peak. Do we have to risk our lives getting there?
You know I'd never let anything happen to you. Zoe adjusted her red scarf to cover her mouth and nose. It was cold in the Cascade Mountains, and Zoe wasn't an experienced hiker. She'd come to the charming town of Mount Stevens, Washington, to hang out with Shannon, her childhood best friend. Zoe thought they'd spend time relaxing, catching up on their lives, maybe even laughing a little. She eyed the steep drop to her right. Nothing to laugh about there. One wrong step and,
"Pick it up, Pokey!"
Shannon teased. Zoe glanced at the gray sky. Light snow began to fall.
You sure it's safe out here?
What, you're not afraid of a grizzly, are ya?
A grizzly as in a bear?
They're probably more afraid of you than you are of them. Shannon continued her enthusiastic pace, and Zoe struggled to keep up. Shannon had always been the one to challenge Zoe out of her funk when things seemed desperate. Well, things weren't exactly desperate, but Zoe did need a break, both from her challenging job as a social worker for adolescents and teens, and from her dismal personal life. She still couldn't believe how badly she'd misjudged things with her ex-boyfriend, Tim.
Shove it aside, Zoe.
This was supposed to be a rejuvenating getaway, not a depressing one. Zoe inhaled the fresh mountain air and let it clear her lungs, her thoughts. She felt grounded and at peace in the mountains. She could see why Shannon loved it so much and why she thought it the perfect place to bring Zoe. She caught up to her friend, who hesitated at a small outlook, gazing out across the Cascade Mountain range. Shannon eyed Zoe's jacket.
You warm enough?
Sure, I'm okay.
Yeah, you should have worn my spare matching jacket.
And look like a pumpkin? Zoe eyed Shannon up and down. Shannon smiled, then redirected her attention to the horizon. Zoe noticed a tower in the distance.
What's that?
Portage Fire Lookout. It's ridiculously easy to get to from the frontage trailhead. You can really see the vastness of God's beauty from that spot. She glanced at Zoe.
It helps to get perspective on things.
Zoe smiled.
This is exactly what I needed to get my mind off my love life.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Are you having problems with Randy?
Who knows? Zoe had noticed a photo of Randy and Shannon tucked in a kitchen drawer, as if it had been recently put away, out of sight. The couple looked happy, both with wide grins, although Randy's was partially hidden by a full beard.
Shannon?
Zoe prompted.
He's been acting weird lately, and I haven't heard from him since he left a few days ago to visit family in Denver.
I'm sorry.
No.
She touched Zoe's shoulder.
We're not going to let guy trouble spoil our fun. Come on.
How much farther? Zoe asked.
Depends how slow you hike.
Shannon winked.
Brace ya?
Aw, come on, Shan. What are you trying to do, prove how out of shape I am?
You'll thank me later when you sleep like a baby.
Shannon picked up her pace.
I packed snickerdoodles for our snack. That should motivate you. With red and green sprinkles?
Of course. Before Zoe could open her mouth to demand a snickerdoodle for sustenance, Shan had reached a sharp turn up ahead and was out of sight. It made sense that Shan could out-hike Zoe, considering Shan's job at the Mount Stevens Resort was mostly physical, whereas Zoe's job required hours of sitting and listening. A woman's scream echoed across the mountain.
Shannon?
Zoe called. Adrenaline coursing through her body, she rushed to get to her friend. She must have twisted an ankle or injured herself somehow.
Shannon, answer me!
Nearly losing her footing, she took a deep breath.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?